Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Sports Stop. I'm your host, Eric Ward. I'm going to be bringing you all the new information about sports today. It is Friday, October 30th, 2015. So if you're listening to this, if you're downloading this later on, I certainly appreciate it. And for anybody looking to call in, listening live, the call-in number, 323-870-3417. Call on in and get you on the air. Today, I want to talk about a lot of things. NFL, Eagles, of course, on their bye week, but the rest of the league going strong. Or for those of you who don't know, I also co-host the Philly Mick and Hump Show on the Philly Hump. And, you know, sometimes it's hard for the Philly Mick and I to get on the same page as far as when we want to do a show. Our availability can be a little off. So I created this as a spinoff so I can keep, you know, keep things going, keep things fresh, keep everybody entertained. So I want to talk some football today. I want to talk some baseball. Of course, this is probably the funnest weekend for this weekend. Especially Saturday and Sunday, you know, on Saturday there is NBA action, we have NHL action, we have college football, and of course the World Series, which, I mean, it could be wrapping up on Saturday night. Even though I'm not rooting for the Mets, I'm hoping that it doesn't get wrapped. I hope it's not a sweep. Hope we get a good series. And, I'm thinking, that we could. If the Mets get a win tonight, they certainly, you know, that would certainly change the complexion of it. I think if the Mets win tonight, we have a good series going. A Mets loss probably means the Brooms come out. Yeah, only one team in Major League Baseball history to come back from a 3-0 deficit in the playoffs, that, of course, the Boston Red Sox in 2004, making their comeback against the New York Yankees. So, as I said, a lot to get into, the NFL season in full swing. I'm going to give my assessment of some teams. Right now, if you watch Thursday Night Football, I think you have to know the New England Patriots are the team playing the best right now in the National Football League. As much as it can pain me to say, because I don't like the Patriots, I think that they do cheat. But you know, they have won, you know, they won the Super Bowl last year and undefeated so far this year. Tom Brady seems to be playing with a chip on his shoulder, and they are looking very sharp. On the other end of the spectrum, Miami Dolphins firing their coach, but I think their new coach, he's someone who's been in there system a while. I think he's going to do good things there. He seems to know what he's doing. I got the team playing with some energy. Although, I think this week, did they play New England? I think they did. They start a 3-game road game stretch that will conclude in Philadelphia, where they're playing 3 straight games on the road. And I'm going to have to check to see what the sandwich game is there. But, you know, they play the Patriots this week. They play the Eagles in 2 weeks. Right after the Eagles play the Cowboys on Sunday Night Football. And so that can be a tough spot. They're going to find out a lot about who they are in Miami. Around the league, some of the teams that have looked good, the Cincinnati Bengals. A lot of people, including myself, have often been critical of them as an organization that lacked a commitment to winning and lacked just a long-term vision for a number of years. Then all of a sudden they hire Marvin Lewis a number of years ago. I guess, gosh, has he been there 10 years? I think he has. And, you know, Cincinnati Bengals have shown signs of improvement, gotten to the playoffs a few times, haven't gotten over that hump and even won a single playoff game. You certainly have to be encouraged by the way that they're playing this year. Andy Dalton seems to have turned a corner. But again, in Cincinnati, I don't think people are going to take that team seriously until they win a playoff game. you know, just talking with some of my friends, whenever we bring up the Cincinnati Bengals, first thing we always talk about is, yeah, well, talk to me when they win a playoff game. And I think that's the general assessment, is that no matter how good the Bengals look in September or October, you know, when the lights are on the brightest in the playoffs, the Bengals come up short. Whether it be under Carson Palmer or now under Andy Dalton. Cincinnati Bengals haven't gotten a playoff win since Boomer Esiason was their quarterback. So that's, I mean, a tough spot for any NFL team. You know, when you start talking about going back into the 80s for your last playoff win, you know, that would be fine if I were still a kid. Yeah, I'm a 35-year-old man. I remember when the Bengals were good. And I remember the Bengals being a laughingstock around the league for pretty much my entire high school days. And now the Bengals trying to change that image this year so far undefeated. So, yeah, I want to talk a little bit about the upcoming matchups you want to call in. Call-in number is 323-870-3417. Call, put you right on. We can talk all about the National Football League. We can talk about baseball. We can talk hockey. And, of course, basketball, which just started. Yeah, I'm very excited. I love watching the NBA, even though my Philadelphia 76ers are going to be dreck again this year. They lost the opening night against Boston. They have their home opener tonight against Utah, I think. See, that's how bad it is. I don't even know who they're opening against tonight, and I'm probably going to tune in and watch some of it, at least until, you know, the World Series starts, and then I'll flip on over to that. But that's how bad it's gotten for the NBA in Philadelphia, and where, you know, I'll watch other games. Like, I watched San Antonio and Oklahoma City. I watched that one and was dialed in. Like, I was just excited. It was a great game to watch. You know, and I enjoyed watching a lot of the playoffs last year, including all the NBA finals. And for someone who probably has been checked out on the NBA since about 2002, I'd say the last 2 years, the NBA really, really captivated me. And I can't even put a big finger on why, but it has just been a lot more fun. In fact, if you listen to the Philly Mick and Hump Show, you'll know that when we started doing this show, our whole line was, if you tried to talk NBA with us, we were going to hang up on you. In fact, one of our more loyal customers, my father, he liked to call in. He even brought up the NBA. We had to dump him once. So we've stayed true to that for a while. But we've actually, you know, the NBA has become much more entertaining. I think it's surpassed the National Hockey League, probably because of the ESPN deal. And as much as some of us want to say that ESPN is part of what's wrong in pro sports these days, if you don't have an ESPN, if you're not working on ESPN, you don't have really a sports show. You don't. I mean, the NHL, ever since losing ESPN a decade ago, has been the fourth biggest sport, and it's not even close. Not the four. In fact, I'm sure some people would argue that either NASCAR or golf would pass the NHL. And it's a sad thing because I don't know if anybody noticed, the NHL had a free preview of the center ice package on my Comcast stations, and I would watch a ton of it. But I would go to talk to people about it at work or at other places, and nobody really paid much attention to it. So I really felt like it was a sad moment for the NHL, just, you know, having a good start, having, you know, some excitement. If you haven't checked out the NHL and seen the 3-on-3 overtimes that they've been having, they are pure excitement. And it's really a shame that because ESPN is the leader in sports, they just are. And because the NHL is not on ESPN, the NHL has not gotten the exposure as much as NBC Sports has tried to help them and being on, what's it called, Versus still, I don't even know. Yeah, there's just, if you don't have, you know, if you're not in the Northeast or in Canada, you're probably not a hockey fan. And it's because they haven't done enough to expose their, get their sport out there, to get enough exposure. And it's a real shame. I think they're missing out on a generation of fans that would really be just diehard, diehard hockey fans. And it's because they just don't have the exposure, and it's because they lose a season because of a terrible lockout, and ESPN decides to drop them. And for me, I could always, even when the Flyers weren't in it, I could watch the playoffs and, you know, watch all those games. And there was just more drama that I felt like the announcers were. Even though a lot of the announcers, the same announcers that were on ESPN, now work for NBC Sports, it just doesn't have the same feel. It's not the same package. And NHL is certainly missing from there. And it's a real, real shame. So it's sad, but that's probably going to be about the extent of my hockey talk for a while. The general plan for everybody for this show is to air every other Friday and every other Tuesday. So, for example, we air today on this Friday, and I'm going to try to air one again on Tuesday. Gosh, what is that? November 3rd? Yeah, November 3rd. So I'm going to air an episode. We'll recap all of the NFL action. And what I'm going to do before I get into my discussion on the NFL this week and who I think are going to be the five biggest winners of this week, I'm going to talk about Major League Baseball. I'm going to throw this question out here. I'm going to get into it more in the podcast version, but for those of you who don't know, Edison Volquez, who lost his father, I believe he suffered a heart attack on, or he, it was either a heart attack or, I wasn't really sure. I'm a little sketchy on the details, and you know what, I don't really want to speculate anymore since I don't know all the details, but Edison Volquez, his father, passed away just before Edison was scheduled to start Game 1 of the World Series. The family told the Royals not to tell him until after the game, after he pitched, because they wouldn't want to take away, they wouldn't want to distract him. And it made me wonder how I would feel. You know, I have a very close relationship with my father, and you know, if I were in that spot, if I were a pitcher pitching in the World Series, would I want to know? And it's one of those, unless you're in that spot, you can't really answer. And because I don't know, and I'll be curious. I want to throw that out to the callers, anybody who wants to call in. And if you want to tweet me, my Twitter account, I still check the at the underscore Philly underscore hump or at Eric Ward 81580. So if you want to tweet me at either one of those to answer that question, whether or not you'd want to know. And I mean, I get whether or not you would then be okay to go out and pitch. If you did know, would you rather not know and go out there and pitch? Would you rather know and go out and pitch? Or would you rather know and then just go home and be with your family? Which, honestly, I can't tell anybody what the right or wrong answer to that question would be. I certainly couldn't blame someone. Like, yeah, if it's the Phillies or the Cubs and, you know, my two favorite baseball teams, or the Orioles, and our best pitcher were to find out that, you know, his father passed away, I don't know. I would think I'd be an understanding fan if he just couldn't stay with the team if he had to go be with his family. And even though, you know, I've only seen my team win one championship in all of the four major sports, I saw the Phillies win a World Series in 2008, and that's it. And if I found, you know, if Cole Hamels who was the best pitcher on that team and the World Series MVP. If he found out before game one of the World Series that his father passed away and he wanted to go be with his team, you know, I'd like to think I would have been understanding. Of course, that would have been before I would have gotten the great experience of seeing my team win a World Series. But, I would like to think I would have been the understanding fan who would have said, you know, if he wanted to go be with his family, I understood. But anyway, enough about that. We'll get into a little bit more of that in the podcast. I want to go through the scheduling again. Right now, I'm not going to be, my eyes won't be on the switchboard. If you do call in, I'll have to ask you to hang in there while I discuss some of the NFL schedule. And, of course, last night, the New England Patriots defeat the Miami Dolphins. Chiefs and Lions, I got to say, I'm not really, you know, it's a game in London. I'll say I think the Lions are going to win just because I guess somebody's got to win. I'm not going to predict a tie. But, you know, I'd like to think that the Detroit Lions have some talent. And if they're going to start a turnaround, it's got to start, you know, with this game here. The Bucks and the Fett are going to Atlanta, who Atlanta's been one of those teams that's really looked good. Really love the Falcons this week. Cards at the Browns, I would definitely say, you know, Cardinals, I would think, would win, especially after a tough loss last week to Pittsburgh. 49ers, Rams, I'd say the Rams are going to win that. Like the way that team's constructed, I think they're a good-looking squad, who, if not this year, next year, I think will be right there in contention. Giants at the Saints. Saints been playing better ever since losing to the Eagles a couple weeks ago. I think, though, in New Orleans, Giants are a team that they might be the hottest team right now. They might be in a spot where they could win the NFC East. So I'll take the Giants. Vikings at the Bears. I don't think it's going to be close. I think the Vikings are a much better team than the Bears. Chargers at the Ravens. Boy, at the beginning of the year, I thought this was going to be a good, compelling matchup between two great teams that had a chance to contend in the AFC. Not so much, but I guess I'll take the home team, you know, San Diego going across country. I'll take the Ravens in that one. The Bengals at Steelers. I got to believe that, you know, started off the show talking about the Bengals undefeated. I think the Steelers win a tough game, especially Ben Roethlisberger plays. Titans, Zach Mettenberger going to make a second start. Mariota still not cleared to play. Brian Hoyer definitely is starting now, especially as Ryan Mallett's been released. I'll get more into that in a moment, but Houston Texans, I think, will rally around their coach, Bill O'Brien. I think they'll get a win. Jets at the Raiders, the Heidi Bowl. You know, I don't think the Raiders are going to win two games in a row. They kind of upset me with my I picked the Chargers in a parlay against the Raiders last week, and the Raiders whooped them. I'll take the Jets this week. Seahawks at the Cowboys. A little revenge game there for Seattle. I think I'll take the Seahawks, even though Dez Bryant expected to play. Packers at Broncos. Broncos are probably team criticized the most, even though they're undefeated. I think Green Bay gets a win and a really great game for Sunday Night Football. And then Colts-Panthers. Probably looked like it was going to be a good game for Monday Night Football. I'll tell you, as much as I do like what the Panthers are doing, and they got a big win last week over the Eagles, I think Indianapolis is going to go in there and win. Now, granted, if they keep playing the way they've been playing, they don't have a shot. But I think the Colts start to right the ship. I think the Colts get a win in Carolina. So that'll be my surprise pick for the weekend, even though it'll be played on Monday night. Okay, click back over. And, of course, no one's called in yet, but that's okay. New show, just getting started. Yeah, hopefully this becomes something where fans want to call in, interact, especially in my picks department, because, yeah, I just picked the whole slate. And, you know, the games I love the Sunday night game. Green Bay. And again, like, Denver probably has to apologize the most, probably the most disrespected, undefeated team I've ever seen. They've got a great defense. They're winning pretty much in spite of Peyton Manning. If Peyton Manning can ever get his act together this year, boy, that team could be a Super Bowl contender. And if you give Peyton a chance to get healthy, then I think this, and if he can get healthy, I mean, that's the big question. Is it that he needs to get healthy, or is it he's just shot? And it may be that it's just over for Peyton. And if so, that's a sad thing. It's sad, you know, it's sad for anybody to see their career go the way Peyton Manning's career has ended so far. You know, if this is the end, hey, who knows? He could certainly make a big-time comeback, and it could start this week. I mean, hey, who's to say, why couldn't it start now? Why couldn't Peyton Manning right now start a major comeback? A lot of people didn't think he would come back from his neck injury. He came back, led the Broncos to the playoffs, and was just one freak play by the Ravens away from maybe going back to maybe going to another Super Bowl. And, you know, then of course, you know, when they do get back to the Super Bowl, Seattle, you know, that defense, they were not losing that Super Bowl. Now, you could have put any team up there against Seattle in that Super Bowl. They were not losing that game. Seattle Seahawks came out on a mission. And, yeah, I just, for those who say Peyton Manning chokes in the big games, and I like to make some of those jokes too, but I don't understand. Give me Peyton Manning any day of the week for most games, and I feel like he's going to come out ahead. All right, so I'm just going to smoothly transition here from NFL back over to baseball. I was talking about the World Series, so I want to talk here real briefly. We got about 7 minutes left in the show, so if you want to call in, I'll take you into the podcast with me. If nobody calls in, I probably will just table the podcast portion, and I'll just answer. I feel like I answered the question about whether or not I would want to know. You know, my father passing away if I were pitching the World Series. I think that I would probably want to not know until afterwards. Because if I did know, I wouldn't be able to go out there and pitch. And I'd feel like I'd be letting my teammates down, my city down. So I can certainly agree with Edison's family on that one. And, you know, my heart goes out to the Balquez family. And that's a tough loss. I mean, you know, to lose your father right before you pitch in the World Series, and you've been waiting for this your whole life, it's not an enviable spot. So, I just want to be one of those wishing, you know, condolences to the Balquez family. But with 5 minutes left, I want to go ahead and give out what I feel my awards would be for this year's Major League Baseball. I don't believe in doing the whole American League versus National League awards. I think if you're the MVP, you're just the MVP of Major League Baseball, much like the NFL does it. So I'll say my Major League Baseball MVP, probably Bryce Harper. He had one more balanced years, top three in home runs and RBIs. And so I'd say Bryce Harper probably wins MVP. Jake Arrieta would be the Cy Young Award winner. And Rookie of the Year would go to Chris Bryant, third baseman of the Chicago Cubs. And how about that? The Chicago Cubs trying to make prognosticators out of Back to the Future. You know, played in the National League Championship Series, didn't win a single game in it, but you know, they were in there and they had a chance. You know, they played on Back to the Future Day, where the day Doc Brown went back to October 21st or went ahead to October 21st, 2015. And, of course, the Chicago Cubs lost in the NLCS that night. But you know, in that movie, you know, Marty Fly sees the Cubs win the World Series. And I remember hearing a big deal about that at the beginning of the season and saying, hey, wouldn't it be neat? And Chicago Cubs are really one of the pleasant surprises. They had the third best record in baseball and had to play in the wild card game, and we're on the road for the wild card game. Now, they can't complain because they won that wild card game and they won the NLDS against the St. Louis Cardinals, who ironically had the best record in baseball. And then they run into the Mets and that pitching staff, which is just incredible between DeGrom and, Matt Harvey. Yeah, that staff is just unbelievable. And, you know, it's funny, the Mets so far have kind of been outpitched in the World Series. I think I find that humorous. DeGrom and Harvey went in the first two games and didn't look as good as advertised. So if the Mets are going to win, they're going to have to get better pitching the rest of the way. Giving up seven runs to the Royals, most teams aren't going to lose when they score seven runs. So that's just, it's not going to happen. So we've got about 3 minutes left. If you want to call in, this is what I'm going to call the wild card portion of the show. We can pretty much just, I've covered all the main topics I want to get to. We want to get to whatever the callers want to talk about. But since we don't have any callers at the moment, well, that's fine. You know, I certainly would encourage people to call in the future. New show, starting up, new time. Certainly hoping that this is a successful venture. I'm going to try to do this as much as I can, build up a steady rapport, encourage everybody to listen. And I know sometimes it's tough when you hear one person on there talking and you just wonder, hey, is this guy, like, is he going to leave room for anybody to call in? Stumbling over his words, waiting for callers. And that's certainly not the case. I just want to leave as many openings as I can for people to call in, talk about sports. And I'll go ahead and give the number one more time. If you want to call in, 323-870-3417. And we could certainly talk about any one of the subject matters that I've talked about. I'll ask you the question. If you were in Edison Volquez's shoes, would you have wanted your family to do what his family did, and that had the Royals not the loss of his father until afterwards? And I thought that Fox did a very good job of not sharing that information. Aside from the fact that it really got out a lot on social media, and they did their best to honor the wishes of the Volquez family. So I want to give kudos. I don't do it often to Joe Buck, but I'll give him kudos for not sharing that information. All right, we've got about 60 seconds left on the show. Anybody listening, I want to say I appreciate it. We're going to try to do this regularly. I'll give a recap on Tuesday of what happened on the weekend in the NFL. And we can then go into all sorts of general tomfoolery. So I'm going to go ahead and call it an episode now. So hope everybody enjoyed this little 30-minute tidbit into the sports world. This is your sports stop, where we keep going even when the sports stop. Thank you very much for listening. I'm Eric Ward. Hope you had fun. I know I did. Talk to you next time.